cricket in a thicket said to a butterfly, they say we both are insects. Oh, can you tell me why? Oh, can you tell me why?
The butterfly looked puzzled and scratched its tiny head. Because we are six-legged.
That's right, the cricket said. That's right, the cricket said. The cricket in the thicket then asked the butterfly, what else makes you an insect? And it got this reply. And it got this reply.
For ladybugs and crickets, for bees and butterflies, for every adult insect, this little rule applies.
This little rule applies.
All insects have antennae and special kinds of eyes. Their bodies all have three parts, regardless of their size.
Regardless of their size.
Just then they spied a spider beside the butterfly.
That spider's not an insect. They heard the cricket cry. They heard the cricket cry. The spider's not six-legged, as anyone can see. And it has no antennae. It's not like you and me. It's not like you and me.
Farewell, my little cricket.
So long, sweet butterfly. We've had a lovely meeting.
Farewell, so long, goodbye.
Farewell, so long, goodbye.
Head, thorax, and abdomen.
Every single bug has these.
Head, thorax, and abdomen. caterpillar, dung beetle, earwig in your ear. Firefly, goliath, beetle, happy little hopper, and an inchworm inching near. Jitterbug, killer bee, ladybug, moth, nasty little needle nose gnat. Oh my gosh, it's an oscillating orthopteran, a pill bug on my pretty pillbox hat. Yodelady, 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 bug. Yodelady, 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 bug. Roll out the red carpet, here comes a queen bee riding on a rhino beetle's back. Sakes alive, watch the silverfish jive with the tumblebugs jumbled up in a stack. Underwing moth and a viceroy butterfly welcoming a wobbly walking stick. Xenocillidae, that means flee from far away. Yellow jacket, Zeudermopsis, and a tick. Yodelady, 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 bug. Yodelady, 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 bug. Now second time, same old rhyme, but a little bit speedier in insect time.
Yeah!
Eight-bit bot fly, caterpillar, dung beetle, earwig in your ear. Firefly, goliath, beetle, happy little hopper, and an inchworm inching near. Jitterbug, killer bee, ladybug, moth, nasty little needle nose gnat. Oh my gosh, it's an oscillating orthopteran, a pill bug on my pretty pillbox hat. Yodelady, 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 bug. Yodelady, 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 bug. Roll out the red carpet, here comes a queen bee riding on a rhino beetle's back. Sakes alive, watch the silverfish dive with the tumblebugs jumbled up in a stack. Underwing moth and a viceroy butterfly welcoming a wobbly walking stick. Xenocillidae, that means flee from far away. Yellow jacket, Zeudermopsis, and a tick. Yodelady, 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 bug. Your lady,
just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from an ordinary bird.
It may be just a cricket or a critter in the tree.
It's giving me the jitters and the joints around the knees.
I think I see a jidgety, fuzzy, and furry. I haven't got a brain, but I think I ought to worry.
I haven't got a heart, but I've got a palpitation.
As Monica the Forest, I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down, but I think I've lost my roar.
It's a hoosis.
It's a hoosis. It's a what?
It's a watches.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that hiding in the treetop? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. Oh, the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from the jitterbug. The jitterbug. Oh, the jitter. Oh, the bug. Oh, the jitterbug. Da, 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 da. In the twitter. Throws. Oh, the critters got me dancing on a thousand toes. There she blows. Hey, who's that hiding in the treetop? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. Oh, the bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be so careful of that rascal. Keep away from the jitterbug. The jitterbug.
A stinker crawled in with a small jugger-sider. His arms around the hip of a black widow spider. He hunched up his back and he swung in beside her.
Dancing the bullet wall.
A poor weevil hit on a sweet young grasshopper. She turned back to be just one hit of a bopper. Once she got started, he just couldn't stop her.
Dancing the bullet wall.
A flea did the twist and the fly did the cha-cha. A ladybug slapped with a big cucaracha. A loud note of butterfly. A baby, I love to watch her.
Dancing the bullet wall.
Holding green on it. He said, whack the dang float. I just got to get on it. And you ain't seen nothing till you see me dog on it.
Dancing the bullet wall. Big bug,
yeah.
Little bug,
what?
Big bug,
yeah.
Little bug
in the kitchen.
Big bug
in the hall.
Little bug
in the wall.
Big bug
having a ball.
Big bug
did the twist.
Big bug
on my head.
Oh,
I can hold.
Don't leave your food on the table.
Why, honey, why?
Because of those roaches.
Oh, crawling up your blood.
Roaches.
Oh, crawling in and out your door.
Roaches.
Oh, eat your food and walk the ball.
Roaches.
Oh, crawling up your wall.
Roaches.
Oh, crawling up and down the hall.
Roaches.
Don't you leave your food on the table. Why, it's because of those crawling bugs. They will eat up all of your food and go hopping and tipping and crossing for more.
Rotate.
Oh, crawling up your blood.
Rotate.
Oh, crawling in and out the door.
Rotate.
Every morning in the kitchen you could see him scurry. With those six fat legs he could move in a hurry. Living on garbage, hiding in the wall, breathing sprays and poisons and surviving it all. Let me tell you about a roach. Big cockroach. With a female roach, his only thought's to seduce her. He's an insect Casanova, a prolific producer. He's got a shiny back that's harder than granite. He's just about indestructible, damn it. He's a roach.
Big cockroach.
He was standing at the corner of Under and Sink. All mean and unshaven, he was looking for a drink. He had a dent in his neck from a month ago, when the maid caught him napping and stomped him on the floor. Once I threw a party, he showed up real drunk, leaned across my wet bar and called me a punk. Well, I took his remark rather tongue-in-cheek, but just to be safe, I made his next drink weak. He was mean.
Big cockroach.
After everybody left, we sat down on the rug. We were talking it out, kind of man to bug. He said, "This country was built on persistence like mine. I'll survive, just relax. Everything will be fine." Big roach.
Big cockroach.
Now, we get along fine, at least so far. In fact, my only complaint is that he borrows my car. You can't fight evolution, not when he swears. Seems my only solution was to get him downstairs. Well, I didn't want him in my room. Listen, I've slept in a room with roaches before, but I've never had one hop in bed and throw one leg over me. When they start to cuddle, that's where I draw the line. Well, it's been a while since that went down. He moved out. People said he left town. Then, via the vine, I heard he moved to Manila. They say to marry a chick by the name of Bugzilla. Big roach.
Big cockroach.
A year went by, and I got a visit from his son. He was bigger than a Buick. He weighed over a ton. So, now I live downstairs. Well, what could I do? My only other choice was to have him move in with you when he was big.
I'm Louis the Fly, straight from rubbish tip to you. Spreading disease with the greatest of ease, straight from rubbish tip to you. I'm bad and mean and mighty unclean, afraid of no one except the man with the can of Mortine. Hate that word, Mortine.
One spray and Louis the Fly, apple of his old mother's eye was Louis. Poor dead Louis the Fly, a victim of Mortine.
Mortine is the safest, surest way to kill filthy, disease-carrying flies. This is why 4 out of 5 Australian homes are protected by Mortine. Spray safe. Spray only Mortine.
I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a bird. Absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cat. Now imagine that, she swallowed a cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a dog. Oh, what a hog to swallow a dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a goat. She just opened her throat and swallowed the goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cow. Now, I don't know how she swallowed the cow. She swallowed the cow to catch the goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a horse. She's dead, of course.
There was a redback on the toilet seat when I was there last night. I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite. I jumped high up into the air, and when I hit the ground, that crafty redback spider wasn't nowhere to be found. I rushed into the missus, told her just where I'd been bit. She grabbed a cutthroat razor blade and I nearly took a fit. I said, just forget what's on your mind and call a doctor, please. 'Cause I've got a feeling that your cure is worse than the disease. There was a redback on the toilet seat when I was there last night. I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite. And now I'm here in hospital, a sad and sorry plight. And I cursed the redback spider on the toilet seat last night. I can't lay down, I can't sit up, and I don't know what to do.
and all the nurses think it's funny, but that's not my point of view. I tell you it's embarrassing, and that's to say the least, that I'm too sick to eat a bite while that spider had a feast. And when I get back home again, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make that redback suffer for the pain I'm going through. I've had so many needles that I'm looking like a sieve, and I promise you that spider hasn't very long to live. There was a redback on the toilet seat when I was there last night. I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite. But now I'm here in hospital, a sad and sorry plight, and I cursed the redback spider on the toilet seat last night.
I believe in bugs. I truly believe in bugs. If you come round to my restaurant at 4:30, you can see the little buggies walking round on the floor singing, I believe in bugs, I truly believe in bugs. See their happy faces as they swagger along, shaking at their tonsils as they belt out their song singing, I believe in bugs, I truly believe in bugs. When you squat down at the seaside for a snack on the beach, you can hear the buggies chortle as they jump out of reach. I believe in bugs. I truly believe in bugs. Lying in the silken ground one day, I shall sense the buggies wriggle as they eat me away, singing, I believe in bugs. I truly believe in bugs. I truly believe in bugs.
Good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap. And you know, I think spring is in the air. I could feel it today. Today is Sunday. Everybody had a warm day today, but it was just really nice. And whenever I think of spring, I always think of bugs, you know, because they're coming. You know, they're like flowers and everything else, pollen, plants, tomatoes, bugs. That's it. All right. So figured I'd get this out of the way now while I'm still in a good mood. And so that's what we did. We had a few songs up at the top that were pretty much general about what an insect is. You know, three parts to the body, six legs, antenna, and multifaceted baby blue eyes. And that's what makes an insect. Otherwise, they're not an insect. They're like a spider or a worm or a scorpion or a lobster, something like that. So we started out with, oddly enough, What is an Insect from Murray and Miranda. That came from the Singing Science series of albums, six albums related to a different thing. This one was the nature one. There's one about space. There's one about energy, the solar system. I don't know, all kinds of stuff. We heard Head, Thorax, and Abdomen from Rockafire Explosion. I am not kidding you. That was Rockafire Explosion. And that was Head, Thorax, and Abdomen, which are, of course, the three body parts of the insect. But a spider is not an insect, okay? The Annies after that, the Insectabet, the alphabet of the insects, or the insects of the alphabet, whatever you prefer. The Kids of Whitney High after that, insects, better watch out. Kids of Whitney High, a bunch of disadvantaged high school kids, disabled, etc., from L.A., and had some good stuff out for a couple of years. The Pumpkin Uglies after that, Boris the Spider. Again, a spider is not an insect. But I believe the Pumpkin Uglies are. I'll check that and let you know. The Jitterbug after that from Judy Garland, cut from the movie Oz, because at screenings before it was released, people just would not shut the hell up about it. So they cut it, all right? I don't think I've seen it, but I've heard that song more times than I can shake a stick at. The Bull Tick Waltz after that was The Coasters, followed by Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan, and The Cockroach Stomp. Roaches was The Court Jesters. followed by Kippadada. We've heard of him in many different ways. The Big Cockroach, that was. Louis the Fly was a commercial from, series of commercials from Australia for insecticide. They said the name, I can't recall it right at the moment. The Old Lady That Swallowed a Fly from Bill Hayes, who did practice, unlike what I do. Bill Hayes, that was, an old lady who swallowed a fly, followed by the Redback on the Toilet Seat from Slim Newton. Again, not an insect, a spider from Australia. And then Ivor Cutler, I Believe in Bugs. And so do I. I believe so much, I'm just going to go out and play some more right now.
I walked through the park one day, past a big oak tree, and a mama bird and a baby bird were fighting terribly. What a battle! Now baby birds eat bugs and worms, but this one was a freak. I don't know how it ended, but I heard the baby shriek, "Mama!
I hate bugs, any kind of bugs, every kind of bug, crazy little bug. I hate worms, any kind of worm, every kind of worm, crazy little worms. Now, I like hash, and I like stew, and I like mashed potatoes too, but I hate bugs, any kind of bug, every kind of bug, crazy little bug. And my little brother will tell you the same thing if you listen.
I hate bugs, any kind of bug, every kind of bug, crazy little bugs. I hate worms too. Any kind of worm. I don't care what kind it is. Every kind of worm. The crazy little worms. I like hash, and I like stew, and I like mashed potatoes too. But I hate bugs. Kind of bug, every kind of bug, crazy little bugs. Ain't that right, brother?
Yeah, crazy little bugs. Don't feed us no more of that, Mommy.
Got a pollywog in your water, tadpole in the moonshine vat, and granddad long leg climbing on the screen. You better watch, you're gonna squash him flat. Bow weevils in your cotton, dirt and dauber busy building a nest. The red wasp gonna swoop down and get your child, won't give you a minute's rest.
She's talking about
bugs. Everywhere you look, there's another kind of bug. Makes you wanna get a club and cloud 'em. Yes, everybody talks about the worrisome bug, but ain't nobody doing nothing about him. Shooing the flies away from the table, hiding under the quilt in bed. Chip is running wild in the blackberry bush, and yellow jacket swarming round your head. They're coming to get your watermelon, And black ants marching in a long line. They're lurking in the leaves of the strawberry patch and climbing up the tomato vine.
She's gonna tell you about
bugs. Everywhere you look, there's another kind of bug. But if you live in the Delta, you got them. Here's a surefire way to pass the time of day. Fold you up a newspaper and swat them. Hey, look, it's me with the DDT. Ain't they a mess? Them worms and pests.
Six legs and three parts, it's an insect, it's an insect. Some insects, they fly up in the sky. Some crawl on earth like you and I. Insects, they come in every color and size. With six legs, three parts, it's an insect, it's an insect. The cricket, he has the most unusual wings. He rubs them together, and that's how he sings. You can hear crickets singing on a warm summer's night. With six legs, three parts, it's an insect, it's an insect. And the ladybug is not a bug at all. She's a beetle whose red wings will not let her fall, and she helps to protect your garden, it's true. With six legs, three parts, it's an insect, it's an insect. The mantis, it looks like it's kneeling to pray. It eats many other insects every day. It's a friend of the farmer. It'll be your friend too. With six legs, three parts, it's an insect, it's an insect. Bees work hard. They're the busiest things. They pollinate the flowers blooming in the spring, and they help to make honey, that sweet, sticky stuff. With six legs, three parts, it's an insect, it's an insect.
When the good old holidays roll around, I'm the kind of a guy that likes to be found just taking it easy and laying around, doing nothing. But I take my chair and I sit on the lawn, and just when all my cares are gone, about a million bugs start carrying on, and I'm cussing. Some caterpillar from up some tree decides as far as he can see, there's nothing to do but to fall on me, the damn worm. And a dirty old fly just making it clear that he ain't had a bath for over a year. So he's taking one now and my glass of beer to lose germs. Bugs, 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 if I had them all in jugs, I'd dig, dig, dig till a big, big hole was dug, 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 dug. And that would be the end of the bug song. That would be the end of the bug song. Well, I try to sleep when I get the chance, but you just can't trust them cursed ants. They're never satisfied till they're in your pants and you're crawling. With a spider web right across the face, I'm looking around for a better place till a couple of hornets take up the chase and I'm howling. Well, I head for the house and I hold my breath till I find some stuff in the medicine chest for the welts I got on the spot, you guessed, where I'm sitting. And the wife gets mad cause I forgot to get stuff for the fleas. Our kitten caught off some old dog on the neighbor's lot and she's ripping. bugs, bugs, bugs. If I had them all in jugs, I'd dig, dig, dig till a big, big hole was dug, 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 dug. And that would be the end of the bug song. That would be the end of the bug song. Well, I chased that moth from the middle drawer that chewed the clothes I used to wore, and I jammed my thumb on the bedroom door trying to catch him. And I'm sure the mosquitoes all know their skill, 'cause one pried up my windowsill and he limped through the air with a broken drill, and I'm scratching. Now you might think I'm a little bit rough, 'cause I don't take to that nature stuff, but I think I've just about had enough of them bugs. Now your backyard might be okay, but I'm going down to buy some spray, 'cause my little place is walking away with them bugs. Bugs, bugs, bugs. If I had them all in jugs, I'd dig, dig, dig till a big, big hole was dug, 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 dug. And that would be the end of the bug song. That would be the end of the bug song. I'm gonna dig, 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 dig.
I like spiders, I like worms. They don't sting and they don't spread germs. Worms have no legs, spiders have eight. I think spiders and worms are great. Creepy crawlies hiding under rocks and creepy crawlies living in a tree. Creepy crawlies running in your garden, so many tiny creatures you can see. I like slugs and I like snails. They don't have to brush their hair or cut their nails. A snail carries his house on his back, and a slug likes to eat till he's big and fat. Creepy crawlies hiding under rocks and creepy crawlies living in a tree. Creepy crawlies running in your garden, so many tiny creatures you can see. I like wood lice, I like ants. They don't have to wear a vest or change their pants. Make their home in a great big hill, but the wood lies hide where it's dark and still. Creepy crawlies hiding under rocks and creepy crawlies living in a tree. Creepy crawlies running in your garden.
Your arm is hurting me! sitting on a post. Grasshopper says, you bug me, Katie, cause I dig you the most. Old grasshopper back a flipping head. He's gonna marry that Katie then. The June bug says, it's a flat disgrace. There'll be little Katie hoppers all over the place. Bessie bug hand in hand, dancing to the music of the cricket band, drinking honey from honeysuckle dove. They all had fun at the wedding of the bug. Now the bug wedding party was a hit. You couldn't hardly find a place to sit. The wiggle worms wiggled and the ladybugs giggled and the fireflies all got lit. Grasshopper really got the flippin' fit. You can't wait to get to that cave dip. The June bug preacher said kiss the bride. The ceremony ended and the night was tied. Beatles and the Bessie bugs hand in hand, dancing to the music of the cricket band, drinking honey from honeysuckle dove. They all had fun at the wedding of the bugs. They all had at the wedding of the bugs.
There's been an outbreak of foam threatening ants in their nests. How? It seems a nozzle is inserted into an anthill where a foam-like substance expands into crevices of our homes. No aerosol could ever do this. We're now going deep into one of these crevices. Oh, this just in. Apparently, it's Raid.
Raid! New Raid Outdoor Ant Nest Destroyer kills ants dead outside before they come inside.
Bonsoir and hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jacques Culotte Show. I am Jacques Culotte, and today on our show we have a world traveler, adventurer, explorer, a real travel bug, Le Morpion. Or, as he is known in English, Buster the Body Crab. Hello there, Buster. You are Canadian, not you are?
Eh?
You are Canadian?
Well, by golly, I guess I am Canadian. I was born in Prince Rupert.
Oh, from royalty.
Oh, no, by golly, no. I'm not one of those king crabs. No, no. I'm what you call your logger crab there, Jock.
Oh, then you're what we call the logger crab.
Eh?
You are what we call
yeah,
the logger crab.
Yeah, I'm the logger crab. I'm what you call your logger crab. I was born in Canada.
Well then, Buster, tell us a little bit about your early life, Buster there. Could you tell us about when born you were?
Oh, sure, Jock, I'll tell you. I was born up there in Prince Rupert. It's a logging community. I was born on a fellow named Big Red. Oh, he just let us alone. We had a great time. There was me and my mom and dad there and, 3 million brothers and sisters. We were scattered all over the place, I'll
then
tell you.
Then you were one big happy family.
Eh?
I said there was fun and a lot of you there.
We had a marvelous time there, I'll tell you, Jock, by golly. We had a great time until the kerosene flood came. I remember that. Oh, that was a terrible time, I'll tell you, Jock. It wiped out, I'd say, a good three-quarters of my family, you know.
Oh, then you were left orphan.
Yes, I was. Well, I had to leave Big Red then, you see. It was too dangerous to hang around, and so I just went from one bus station to another, you know, and just sort of bummed around, you might say.
I say, you looked at the underside of life for a little while.
Eh?
I said you had...
Yeah, I just looked around. I looked around. Well, I joined the army after a while, you know. I was with the Van Dues there when they went overseas. And then after that, we just sort of just hung around the city, you know, and went from town to town, you know, just... Boy, I had relatives everywhere. We had a meeting there, Jock. They came there. The place was crawling with relatives, I'll tell you.
You maybe lived on a commune or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. by golly, we lived on quite a few communes there, you might say, you know. We had a heck of a time there. And then we got in with this motorcycle gang, you know. But times were very tough there, you know. There was nothing to pick, you know. There it was all picked over, you know, before I got there, you know. So we moved back up to Canada, what we did, you know.
Oh, then is that where you live now in Canada?
Yeah, it is. Well, the way we got up there, you see, I was on this motorcyclist, you know, and we were living there, ready to move, ready to jump at the first opportunity, you know, and along come the school teacher here. Well, by golly, I'd never seen such a pretty piece of property in all my life, you know. That was virgin territory, you know. By golly, I've never been in a place like that before, you know. That was a beautiful place, boy. We went up and down at armpits, and, oh, we had a great time, you know. And she went crazy. We drove her crazy, you know. Sort of drove her buggy, you might say, Jock.
Oh, then you drove her buggy.
Yeah, that's sort of an inside joke there, you know.
Oh, then you prefer to live in Canada, Buster.
Eh?
Buster, you like Canada.
Yeah, I like Canada, Jock. By golly, I'll tell you, that's where my roots are, you see. And, you see, down in the cities, in the big cities there, the air is so terrible. Like, they got all these newfangled perfumes, you know, and body sprays and underarm deodorants and whatnot, you see. And a fella just can't breathe in that sort of atmosphere, you see. So I much prefer Canada.
Well, you live in the northern part of Canada, is that
yes,
right?
I do. Well, you see, what we do, we just latch on to a logger around September, and, by golly, we're home free then, you see, because he can't do nothing about it until at least the spring, you see, because he's up in the bush there.
Well, Buster, it has been a real pleasure to have you on the show today. We have been talking to Le Montpillon, or Buster the Body Crab. Thank you for being on our show, Buster. Buster, I think you left some of your friends here, Buster. I say, Buster, I think that, sacre bleu.
Lucky ladybug, lucky ladybug. Yeah, lucky ladybug. Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit's foot. With a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe. Wishbone, shamrocks, got me shook. Singing abracadabra in a cat's eye.
I wonder if you love me. Guess I'll ask the star above me. When the moon is bright canary yellow, it'll really be amazing if that crystal ball I gaze and says I'll always be your steady fellow.
Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit's foot. With a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe. Wishbone, shamrocks, got me shook. Singing abracadabra in a cat's eye.
Though your words are smooth and soothing, don't you feel it's time for grooving? Come on, daddy, rock me while the band is rolling.
Uh-huh.
Keep it cool, my ducky lucky, baby doll, our love is lucky. When you walk me down the aisle, we'll do it strolling.
Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit's foot. With a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe. Wishbone, shamrocks, got me shook. Singing abracadabra in a cat's eye. Stupid Cupid gave us fever and an itchy, twitchy feeling, and the green mosquito must have bit us. Got us rocking like two robbers, making moon talking, bobbing like a firefly, fishing and a splashing. Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit's foot. With a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe. Wishbone, shamrocks, got me shook. Singing abracadabra in a cat's eye. Lucky ladybug, lucky ladybug.
Lucky ladybug.
Down in Venezuela there's a spider that crawls through the jungle where the forest rain falls, and it's the biggest spider in all the world. It's black and it's hairy, about as big as your foot, with 1-inch fangs. It would bite you if it could, and believe it or not, it's the favorite food of the natives. They catch it and they cook it and they eat it with delight. They snack on the legs and the thorax at night, and after savoring every bite, they use a fang for a toothpick. National Geographic sent some writers to the scene to get a taste of this strange cuisine. They said it was deliciously in between shrimp and lobster. Now I bet you anything some businessman will come up with a brilliant plan to open up across the land. Giant black spider restaurants where waiters will be wearing spider hats, and spiders will be slaughtered and cooked in deep fat, and served with French fried jungle flies that taste like chicken. And they'll go and tear the rainforest down to catch every spider that can be found, and turn them into ground round spider burgers. And they'll put out ads where nothing's said, just Michael Jordan popping his head through a great big giant spider web, eating a tarantula sandwich. And they'll fry them and you'll buy them and you'll eat them with a grin. Spider juice will dribble down your chin, and when you're finished you'll go back again for more greasy fried giant spiders. Down in Venezuela where the jungle winds blow, a sleepy giant spider in his spider bungalow doesn't care, 'cause he doesn't know he'll soon be someone's dinner.
Be my honeybee and we'll fly away to our honey tree if you want to come and go with me. And honeybee, my honeybee love, we'll fly around from a flower to flower, sipping honey paper by the hour, making plans for you and me. Build a home in a sweet gum tree. Well, the reason I love you is simple as this. There's a lot of honey in your every kiss. I'll buzz around till you be my own. Be a lot of buzzing, baby, going on. Well, honey, 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 won't you be my honeybee and we'll fly away to our honey tree if you'll only come and go with me. And honey, be my honeybee love. And honey, be my honey, be love. If you'll be the queen bee off of my throne, I'll bring the honey for a honey home. Another pretty bee will never tempt me. I'll be the kind of bee you want me to be. Well, honey, 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 won't you be my honey bee and we'll fly away to our honey tree if you only come and go with me. And honey, be my honey, be love. And honey, be my honey, be love. Just a bee.
chop to agree to be a beach out too. Flying round and round, I'm making a groovy sound. It's a flight of the psychedelic bumblebee, swooping way up high. Flowers up in the sky, burst out color as far as the eye can see. Thanks to the bumblebee, thanks to the super psychedelic bumblebee. Bumblebee,
okay, we're back again with some more thrilling, thrilling playlists. You're going to want to hold on to your hat for this one, folks, all right? Test audiences said it was amazing. Tremendous, just tremendous. Everybody's talking about it. We started that set with Nervous Norvis, Nom de Plume, Jimmy Drake, DJ, Gadabout, Man About Town with a guitar. Nervous Norvis, I Hate Bugs. Bugs was Bobby Gentry, last saw her on the Tallahatchie Bridge. And then there was Gallery Alexander, the insect song, because you needed a reminder of just what makes an insect. Stompin' Tom Connors, the bug song, a bunch of bugs strung together in a song for you today. Creepy Crawly song was Clara Gilbert. The Wicked after that, Spider and the Fly. You've heard of that from other people. I thought I'd throw this one at you because it's interesting. Maybe not. Okay. From Scotland, we heard Altered Images, and that was Insects, followed by Robbie Falk, who I can tell you nothing about, and that was The Wedding of the Bug. A TV commercial for Raid after that, from, I don't know, 60s, I guess. That was the Ant News. It was in color, so it might have even been the 70s. Cheech and Chong after that, Les Morpions, the cockroaches, the body lice. And that was Cheech and Chong. I think that came from Big Bamboo. I could be wrong. Lucky Ladybug was Billy and Lily. I don't know if this is the original or not, but Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons covered it, but this sounded so much better. I couldn't do it. I think Frankie and the boys were losing it at that point. But that's just me. Joe and Sharon Keefe after that. Giant Spiders. I think that's more of a food song. It sounded culinarily centric to me. So I'll just leave that on the table there. You can just pick it up when you're ready. Honeybee Love was Billy Jack Hale, who I know, again, nothing. I know nothing about this poor guy. And Peanut Butter Conspiracy after that, one of those L.A. bands from the psychedelic 60s. You know, the era that gave us the Doors. They were L.A. Guys, the Doors. I don't know who else was from L.A. Quicksilver? No, they were from San Francisco. But you get the idea. That was the flight of the psychedelic bumblebee. Okay, and that brings us up to me telling you that I'll be back next week, et cetera, et cetera. Again, I do apologize for the wealth of children's material. I do feel that since Betsy DeVos is the Secretary of Miseducation now, that I'm going to have to step up my education game, and I think you are too. So I see one way I can do it, but we'll just have to see how it works. Who knows? Anyway, I got three more for you. Three more from various people relating to what probably is everybody's favorite insect. Everybody has a favorite insect, and I don't mean lightning bugs. They are insects. But anyway, this is something else. So anyway, I'll be back next week with more. But wait, get off of my keyboard. Get out. Go. Fly away, you stupid bug.
Mosquitoes are mischievous, they like to drink our blood. Buzzy little critters, ooh, ooh. The female is the only one who likes to drink your blood. Bitey, itchy insects, ooh, ooh. The male eats only plants. They live near water too. Noisy, snippy things. Ooh. The mosquitoes are mischievous. They carry illness too when it lands on you.
Run or smash it or yell or cover up or tell your mom and dad or your grandma, your grandpa. Call the army, call the police. Well, not the police.
That Minnesota mosquito, he gonna drive you out of your mind. He gonna bite your neck, he gonna bite your face, he gonna bite your sweet behind. He gonna roust you out of the swamps, he gonna carry you out of the woods. He gonna buzz you once, he gonna buzz you twice, and then he gonna get you good. Well, the mosquito, he is a miserable pest, as every camper knows. He'll buzz and whine in your ear all night and fly right up your nose. Well, they say it's just the females that do all the biting, and I reckon that's true. But if I'm gonna get hickeys, I'd just as soon pick the girl and get a few bites too. Well, that Minnesota mosquito, he gonna drive you out of your mind. He gonna bite your neck, he gonna bite your face, he gonna bite your sweet behind. He gonna roust you out of the swamps, he gonna carry you out of the woods. He gonna buzz you once, he gonna buzz you twice, and then he gonna get you good. Well, there's a tale they tell up in old Duluth about a trapper named Pierre. He'd been in the woods so long, they say he grew pine cones instead of hair. One day he come a-staggering out, his eyes full of fear and pain. Said the skeeters had carried his wife away, and they might bring her back again. Well, that Minnesota mosquito, he gonna drive you out of your mind. He gonna bite your neck, he gonna bite your face, he gonna bite you where the sun don't shine. He gonna roust you out of the swamps, he gonna carry you out of the woods. He gonna buzz you once, he gonna buzz you twice, then he gonna get you good. In the skies over St. Paul town, there arose a terrible fight. The king of the mosquitoes in a 747 did battle while in flight. Well, that plane, she dived and roared and screamed, but the king, he was old and wise. And when the fighting was done and the smoke was gone, that bug owned the friendly skies. Well, that Minnesota mosquito, he gonna drive you out of your mind. He gonna bite your neck, gonna bite your face, he gonna bite your sweet behind. He gonna roust you out of the swamps, he gonna carry you out of the woods. He gonna buzz you once, he gonna buzz you twice, then he gonna get you good. Well, they say them big mosquitoes can suck all the blood right out of a horse. And I've seen one tackle an old she-bear, and the bear turn out the worse. So if you're going on into the woods, take along a dog and wear a toothy grin. And if you see them bugs coming, you just bite the mutt, and they'll figure you're one of them. Well, that Minnesota mosquito, he gonna drive you out of your mind. He gonna bite your neck, he gonna bite your face, he gonna bite you where the sun don't shine. He gonna roust you out of the swamps, he gonna carry you out of the woods. He gonna buzz you once, he gonna buzz you twice, then he gonna get you good.
Hello, I'm a really good mosquito. If I suck your blood, let me go, cause I must help all the blood needers. Some people call me a blood feeder, but they don't realize that what I do to your blood's that I donate it to people who need, those who suffer and bleed. So the more you help us, we help you more. If we come over, you don't even need to open door. You can always take your rest and never care about what happens next, cause that's best. Yes indeed, this is what I do. I take your blood and feed others, dude. Yes indeed, this is what I do. I take your blood and feed others, dude. I didn't know what I should write when it comes to second verse. I hate it when people talk about me cause they start to curse. They think among the insects I'm always worst. But you know that the best ones are always first ones to die. We only live for 2 weeks or less than die. So please, if you hear me now, say goodbye. Cause that's the only thing I wanna hear before I ever die. No, that's not a lie.